From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now. Coming up, a new TV network launches tonight with the goal of appealing to the millennial generation. We'll speak with the CEO of Fusion.
But first, a question. Is the U.S. headed back to Iraq? The Iraqi prime minister is coming to Washington this week to ask for more U.S. help to fight insurgents blamed for the recent spiral in violence in that country. On Sunday, a series of attacks killed more than 60 people. More than 5,000 have died in attacks since April. The Sunni minority in Iraq claim the Shia-led government of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is ignoring their grievances, and radical Sunni fighters are joining with al-Qaeda fighters to try to destabilize the government. Hadiya al-Alawi is with the BBC's Arabic service. Hadiya, put this recent violence in context for us. Is it really members of the Sunni minority who feel they aren't being recognized?
Yes, I mean, it's members of the Sunni minority who feel that they're not being recognized. Also, there's a lot of complaints coming from the Shias. I mean, I don't think enough attention has been paid to what the general feeling is across the street regarding Shias. I mean, they're not happy with the situation in Iraq either, because they're suffering with the lack of just the main basic needs for their everyday life. So it's not just Sunnis. Sunnis maybe are more furious about the lack of their representation in the government. Shias are not happy either. So it's, to put it into context, I think this is the worst sectarian tension the country has seen since 2007 and 2008. The danger of this is that it's coming at a time when neighboring countries are unstable, such as Syria, and it's very easy for fighters to come across from the borders. I guess that's why Nouri al-Maliki is asking for help from the U.S.
Well, we're reminded that it was the Shia majority that felt it was not represented under Saddam Hussein, who, of course, was toppled, and now it's the Sunni minority claiming that they're not represented by the new government. But when Prime Minister al-Maliki asks for help from the U.S., what does he mean? Weapons? Troops?
I mean, there's been talks about him asking the U.S. to speed up its promises of deliveries of drones and F-16 jets. I mean, the whole aim of that is to secure the long desert border with Syria. As I mentioned, the problem is that the neighboring country, Syria, is actually in war itself. So it's very easy for that to spill over to neighboring countries, which is Iraq. And Iraq has been struggling with insurgencies coming into the country even before the war in Syria started. So now al-Maliki is... there's been talks about him asking for help from the U.S. I think that just shows that the government, if al-Maliki will actually ask for more help, that just shows that the Iraqi government is incapable of handling the security situation at this time. And it does need international help for that, because it's unable to secure its borders mainly. And that is the major issue in Iraq.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you mentioned that people on both sides on the political and sect spectrum are not happy. Tell us a little more about how are people living in Iraq now with these constant and bloody attacks?
I heard something from a relative actually in Iraq, which a few days ago, which was quite shocking to me. He said to me that when a day goes by and we don't see a bombing or we don't hear of a bombing, we feel that there's something unnormal in that day. And that just shows you how unnormal their daily lives has become when bombings and death becomes part of your life, your daily life, and you expect it, and you go out of the house thinking, maybe I'm not going to come back today to my children or to my wife. That just shows you how desperate people are to gain back sort of normality in their lives. I mean, how can I explain it? Life there is terrible. There is no electricity, and it's boiling hot in Iraq at this time. There is no water. The basic main services are not provided in the country. I mean, security is very important. How can you go out about your daily life without knowing that you can come back actually to your kids at night? Or how can you go to work thinking, I'm going to die today in an explosion, for example? The situation there is terrible. And I think at this period specifically, it's just getting worse.
That's the BBC's Hadiya al-Alawi in London. Hadiya, thank you so much.
Thank you.